Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballew of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballew and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening again today and share with you another Harvest Time broadcast. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege our Lord allows us to gather by the radio and study His precious Word. I trust if it's at all possible, you'll get your Bible and study along with us as we open the Word of God together today. We're reading again the book of Galatians chapter 6, verse number 7, 8, and 9, where the Word of God said, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in that well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Here we find God's law of the harvest, the law of sowing and reaping. And I've given you this. I've spent 2 weeks dealing with a subject that was not my plans, but I felt so burdened of the Lord and so led of the Holy Spirit to just spend time and allow the Holy Spirit to take the message and use it in a manner that would glorify and honor the Lord Jesus Christ. I wanted to cover the subject as thorough as I could, and so I've devoted these 10 broadcasts to this one subject, the principle of God's law of the harvest, the principle of sowing and reaping. And we found in God's law of the harvest that you reap what you sow. You reap after you sow. You reap more than you sow, but then you reap according to how much you sow. And again, let me quote it. The Bible said in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse number 6, "He that soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he that soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully." And so you reap what you sow, you reap after you sow, you reap more than you sow, and you reap according to how much you sow. And again, I want to emphasize, this is God's plan. It's not my idea. It's God's plan. God likens our giving to sowing, and then our receiving to reaping. And the Bible said the Lord Jesus Christ said in the book of Luke, chapter number 6, verse number 38, "Give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men heap unto their bosom." I realize we live in a society that is so focused on materialism that a lot of churches and a lot of preachers do not like to present programs of giving. They say it burdens the people. They look at it as though a missions program would take away from their local church. But again, I want to emphasize that a missions program does not take away from the church when it is a Bible-based program. It opens doors of wonderful opportunities of blessings for that local church. And again, let me emphasize, the Lord did give the commission to the church, the great commission given to the local church. When our Lord said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." I remind you, the Great Commission is not a choice. It's a commandment. It's not an option. It's an obligation. It's not something that is a sidetrack issue. You can take it if you want it, or leave it if you don't want to. When we stand at the judgment seat of Christ, every Christian and every church will have to give an account as to what we've done with the Great Commission and reaching the world with the gospel of the grace of God. I fear that many of us will stand there with blood dripping from our fingertips for those that we've not warned to flee the wrath of God to come. So we've been looking at the importance of a mission meeting and what a mission meeting does for the local church. Now, I agree with you. It helps the missionary, and we ought to have them to help the missionary get his support, get his prayer support, his financial support, and get on the field to do the work that God's called him to do. But I don't want you to look at a mission program, and God does not want us to look at a mission program as something that takes away from us, as something that would rob the local church, but rather something that's a blessing of God to that local church. I count it an honor to be a member of a church that has a vision of reaching around the world with the gospel. I'd hate to be a member of a church that was so selfish, we wanted to keep all of our money right here at home and spend all of our time, energy, and effort building a monstrosity at home and forgetting the rest of the world that's going to hell. So we've been looking at this program of God in the manner of sowing and reaping, the principle of God, God's program of providing funds for the missions. And I say it again, when you sow, you reap what you sow, but you reap more than you sow. You reap according to how much you sow. Again, let me remind you of this story. Out in my garden, I planted some corn. One year, I observed, and of course, it takes one grain of corn to make a stalk of corn. So the stalk came up, and from that stalk, there were two ears. I let them grow until they were grown and ripened. I gathered those two ears, shook back the husk, and counted those grain, and there were over 1,100 grain from one. And so that's the principle. As we learn to give by faith, we're sowing in God's garden. We're sowing in God's field. It will come up. It will bring forth fruit, and it will bring more than we sow. So God's principle is that you give, that you reap what you sow. You reap more than you sow. You reap after you sow, and you reap according to how much you sow. And then I encourage pastors. I encourage preachers. I'm not asking for a place to preach myself. I've got more preaching than I can get done. But I'm simply telling you that you're robbing the people of the knowledge that God wants them to have and of the blessings that God wants your church to enjoy if you have not taught them or not had somebody teach them and preach them the principles of sowing and reaping, the matter of giving by faith as a matter of financing the mission program of your local church. Now, sometime on down the road in weeks to come, I'm building to that as fast as I can get there. We're going to deal in specific about God's method of financing the mission program. But I'm simply laying out this principle now, is you sow, you reap, you sow again, you reap more, you sow again. And so God that way provides funds to his people for the church to have a mission program that honors the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we saw, not only for the mission's sake, but that missions meeting would do something for the local church. I pointed out to you, it would increase the faith of that local church. It would improve the fellowship of that local church. It would ignite the fires of revival in that local church. And then it would increase the finances of that local church. And then on yesterday, I pointed out that a mission program enlarges the field of that local church. God in his goodness allows us to send out missionaries. Those missionaries go there, and if I could use a term in the business world we're familiar with, they start branch offices of our local church. Now they do start indigenous churches. They do start separate churches. They don't just start chapels and second-handed churches, and we don't remain a mother church in that sense. But in the sense of looking at this picture, they start branch offices. They help us do the work that God has called us to do and the work that we want to see done there on that mission field. And so as we take on missionaries, we enlarge our coast. We enlarge our field. We reach on out and we open up another place of doing business for the Master and to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me share with you two other things quickly on the broadcast today. Not only will a missions meeting increase the faith of the church, improve the fellowship of the church, ignite the fires in the church, increase the finances of the church, enlarge the field of the church, but I believe I can say to you today that a mission program that honors Christ will ensure the future of that local church. Now, that's not to say that a church that has a great mission program, a Bible mission program, will never have any problem. I'm not saying that at all. But I'm simply saying this. You see, on the agenda, God's agenda I'm talking about, his first priority is that the world hear the gospel, that the church reach out, that we go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. It's God's desire that every creature have a preacher. God does not will that anyone die in the darkness of sin, not having heard the gospel, and go to a Christless hell. But he wants every man to hear and have the opportunity to be saved by the grace of God. So when we put missions on the top of the agenda of our church, then we invite the very presence of God, and God will have his eyes upon that church, his power will be upon that church, and God will do some things for that local church. You see, again, let me emphasize, God cares about the world. God still loves the world. God still loves sinners. God still wants them to be saved by the grace of God. And when a church has got its heart set in that order, then your heart is connected with the heart of God. And so these things will be experienced by that local church. First of all, God will put his power on that local church. The power of God. God honors his word. God honors faith. God honors faithfulness. And so the power of God will be on that church, ensuring the future of that church. Number two, God will put his protection upon that church. Now, again, I'm not saying that a church will not have a problem if they have a mission program. But I'm just simply saying to you, you've got to understand, God loves the world. And God's looking for somebody that will recognize he loves the world. And he wants them to hear the gospel and will respond to the commission that he's given. And God will put a hedge around that church. God will put his arms around that church. And so that church will experience the power of God. It will experience the protection of God. That church will experience the provision of God. God will take care of the need of that church as they take care of the need of the missionary. And may I just say this, when he takes care of it, it'll be done in a greater way than we could do our own self. And then God will not only ensure the future of that church by his power, his protection, his provision, but God's peace will be upon that church. You see, when you get a group of people who's got a burden for a world going to hell, they've got a desire to obey the teaching of the Word of God, and they will get involved in carrying out the Great Commission of the Lord Jesus Christ, with the Lord Jesus Christ, then God will protect the future of that local church. So we see that a mission program will help ensure the future of the local church. But then I want to deal with the last one briefly before I leave the air today. A missions program that honors God, a missions meeting in a local church, will ensure the final reward of that church at the judgment seat of Christ. I said ensure, it will excite, it will ensure it, but it will excite the reward of the judgment seat of Christ. Can you imagine standing there at the judgment seat of Christ, and here comes the missionary from the foreign field that you've helped support? And God said to that missionary, I want you to introduce yourself to the people of the church. Then I want you to introduce your fruit to them. And we get to see for the first time the results, the fruit of our giving to missions. Now the Bible said, as I've read it every morning, in verse number 9, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. One of the reasons we faint in the matter of missions, we don't see the reward now. Oh, listen to me today. Can you imagine standing at the judgment seat of Christ? Here comes somebody who was saved from a life of sin and now is standing at the judgment seat of Christ, fixing to enter into heaven instead of waiting to stand at the great white throne judgment and go to hell. And they're there because your church had a mission meeting. Your people got a burden for missions. They understood the principle of giving to missions. They started supporting a missionary and sent that missionary to that person. And that missionary preached to those people. That individual heard and was saved by the grace of God. And all of a sudden, at the judgment seat of Christ, you're made aware of the fact, this is the fruit of my labor. This is the fruit of my giving. This is the fruit of my praying. And I'm saying to you, my friend, the great reward of the judgment seat of Christ will be enhanced by the missions that we do in the work of God. Father, take your word. Use it to your glory, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-born privilege that we have of gathering by the radio and studying the Word of God together. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. We're on several radio stations and picking up new ones as the Lord enables us to do so, and I need to hear from you. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at the same time. Tell us about the broadcast. And until the next broadcast, God bless you, is my prayer.
It's growing late. Behold, the fields are white. It's home.